现在你所收听的是 Kids Talk 童约。
Hi. Hello， 大家好。今天呢，我邀请了一个我的朋友一起来跟我们一起录音。
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so 我们接下来会就是转换我们的语言 into English，
yeah.
但是如果我突然听不懂 Megan 说的话，我就会用中文问他，因为他中文超好 ，super good。Alright, so this is Megan.
Hi.
Alright, so she's a friend of mine, and then I invite her over because I want to talk about. She have traveled to a lot of places, and then she traveled to Russia, Brazil, and where?
Switzerland.
Oh, you studied there, right? And then also, of course, Taiwan. And then she has a lot of tons of like teaching experiences.
I'm from the U.S.
You're from the U.S. That's it. Alright. So now I want to talk about like.Because this month we're talking about helicopter parents. Do you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Like the parent like helicopter,
right?
Just on your head.
Want to control everything.
Yeah, that's right. And then so I want to talk about the differences between the students. The kids in Taiwan and in other countries. Like what I see in Taiwan is students, or the kids, they are not active enough. Is that active? Like
active
and. Ambitious enough because they don't really express how they feel.
They don't take the initiative to.
Right, so what's the question you will ask your student? For example, I'll ask them like, what's your favorite thing to do? What's your hobby? And they always says,
I don't know,
or,
sleep,
yeah,
watch TV.
That's it.
And
they want to try to be funny, but that's not funny enough. And you're thinking like, do you really have something?You really like to do. I don't know if they're just shy, they don't want to say it, or they just really have nothing to say it. So I want to talk about how do you see in Taiwanese kids that compared to the kids. No, I don't really need to compare just these kids. I think there's something missing in there.
In Taiwan, I've noticed with a lot of my students, even if they're in college, they often will have trouble.Coming up with anything that they're interested in or that they want to do by themselves. Like, if you ask, what do you like? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What's your favorite thing? What's your hobby? Sleeping, watching TV. And sometimes I hope it's just a language problem that they can't express themselves. But I think a lot of them actually have trouble deciding their own things. And maybe it's because of...the way that they were raised, where their parents are always behind them, pushing them, you have to study piano, or you have to study math, or you have to study English, and it's not their own choice. In the US, there's a lot of different parenting styles, of course, but a lot of parents will want to let their children choose what they want to do. So it's...very important for most Americans to choose a job that you like and not just to choose something that is going to be make a lot of money or is going to look good. So parents will care more about trying to help the children find out what they actually like.
Yeah, and then like for my experience, like I wanted to study psychology when I was really little, when I was 12 or 13, and then when I like applied for the college, I applied for the psychology department. But my mom, they're so worried that they try not to force me, but they sit down and talk to me for like hour or two. You know they want something they want, so I just like, okay, so I will choose what something change. But I don't know, it just give me like...I feel like I want to do something. I want to tell you what I really want to do, but they're just too worried. Like,
they won't give you the freedom to make your decision.
Yeah, true. And then it's something like the thing we talk about, like over-parenting. They just want to take care of everything, plan everything. That's really, it still happens nowadays, right? But I know you travel to a lot of places, like, but it's so far away from your country. How does your parents like react, or how do they do?
Of course, my parents would prefer me to stay closer to home. They don't like me to be so far away because they miss me and because they're worried sometimes. But they know they don't really have a choice anymore. It's not their it's not their decision. That's another difference between Taiwan and the U.S. is we mostly are we value our independence, the children and the parents. So when we're about 18, we often will live away from our parents. And in college, we're usually somewhat reliant on our parents, but somewhat independent. And then after university, we are usually very independent. So if we have any problems, we can still go back to our parents and ask for help or ask for advice. You might even ask for money, but usually it's it's borrowing money, not giving money. But then they will want you to be independent too.
I have a question that I see in TV or in movies. Do the parents really kick you out when you're 18?
It depends.
I'm wondering so much. Like,
most of the time the 18-year-olds really can't wait to get out of the house anyway.
Yeah, I even see in news that the parents will sue their kids.
Sometimes, if the parents
that's
will...
Crazy.
If the kids, they're not really kids at that point. They're usually like 25 or something and then
old enough.
Refuse to get a job and just want to be taken care of. Most Americans will prefer to live away from their parents. And if you're like 25 and you meet somebody at a party and you're introducing yourself and you still live with your parents, you will always say, but I'm saving up so I can move abroad next year, there's always some excuse.
Okay. So there's always need a reason.
In Taiwan, it's totally normal to be 30-something and still living at home.
I'm now still living at home. Alright, so now let's talk about the last question. It's like, I want to ask, like, if your parents found out, like, you're asking for something they don't really found of, or they think that a little bit too dangerous, or they're not understand. So how will they react? Then how do they do?
So my parents would when we're kids, they would try to introduce us to a lot of different things. So they wouldn't force us to do different activities, but they would want us to do. For example, when I was a kid, I was on a soccer team. I learned piano a little bit. I went to like pottery classes or drawing.
Pottery, Chinese.
I don't know. Like Inga, making cups.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, pottery.
Yeah.
Tao-tu.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Or, you know, just like a cup, like maybe five classes to make a, you know, teacups or something. And like art classes and like ballet and all different kinds of things. And if sometimes, like, I hated ballet, and so I didn't continue
ballet.
When I was six.
I don't know that.
I was six. And then I hated ballet, so I quit ballet. I also hated soccer. Every time I complained about soccer, and then the next year they would say, "We're not going to sign you up for soccer." And I would say, "Oh, but why? I want to do it." And so year in year,
you can try, but it's okay to quit.
It's okay to quit.
Okay.
But they because children, they will have lots of different like whims where they think, today I want to be a doctor, and tomorrow I want to be a pilot, and today I want a dog, and tomorrow I want an elephant. You know, so they would want to make sure that I'm serious and that it's not just one. Not just like today I don't want to do it, and then we quit everything.
Yeah.
You know. So, for example, I wanted to, I wanted a cat, and it took me many years of begging for a cat, and then they finally agreed. But they won't usually say no right away. They'll say,
"We
don't think it's a good idea, but maybe you can give us some reasons."
Yeah. But if the reason you give them is reasonable and they can accept
they'll think about it. Yeah,
right?
For sure. Yeah. And they might try to compromise and give some, like for example, a cat. Of course, I would have to take care of it. Or with studying, so I studied linguistics in college, and a lot of American parents will want you to study what you find the most interesting first. And ideally, they'll want you to do what you love, and then the considerations of money and you know, prestige are secondary. But they also want to be a little bit practical. So when I studied linguistics, my dad talked to me and was saying, you know, you might have to be a little bit more creative. My brother's an engineer.
Wow.
So he goes to school for engineering, and then he comes out and he's an engineer, and then he's fine, you know. Whereas with linguistics, you have to, there's no perfect job at the end. You have to think about what you want to do. You have to be a little bit more creative. And maybe come to Taiwan to teach English, you know. So, but he was still supportive of that, even though it wasn't like maybe the ideal for
what he thinks, right?
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, I think it's time for our work
to go back to work.
Yes. All right, so thank you, Megan.